This is the season for winter sports competitions. One of the most intense is Nordic combined, ski jumping and cross-country skiing. Most people only watch it during the Olympics, where they see just men compete. That's because women aren't allowed to, yet. KUNC's Emma Vanda 90 takes us to a training hill where elite female athletes hope to one day join the ranks of Olympians.
It's a chilly December night at the top of Howelson Hill in Steamboat Springs. 16-year-old Ella Wilson gets the signal to start her ski jump. She races down the hill's inrun, going up to 60 miles per hour, before flying off the ramp and hitting the landing hill hundreds of feet below. Wilson's practicing for a Nordic combined competition tomorrow, where she'll not only fly more than the length of a football field, but she'll also do a cross-country race, more than 3 miles on land.
I mean, that's what it takes. You have to be a little bit crazy to do the sport.
Wilson is one of 7 people and 2 girls on the USA Nordic Combined Developmental Team. Her dad helped expose her to the sport at a young age.
Once I was born, he would carry me in the front pack down the landing hill. So you could say I've been doing it since a baby.
Her dad also competed in Nordic Combined. He is one of more than 20 local athletes to compete in the sport at the Olympics. But Ella can't follow in her dad's footsteps. While the sport debuted 100 years ago, it's the only Olympic winter sport where women can't compete.
They don't really have any love for us, passion for us, and support for us, which is unfortunate, but we are trying to win them over.
You may be curious as to why this is. Katie Adams with Steamboat's Tread of Pioneers History Museum has a theory.
It was sort of a widespread belief that women were not equipped physically to handle the demands of the both disciplines.
But in Steamboat Springs, women have been skiing for over a century, thanks to the inspiration of Carl Howelson. In 1913, he came to town after doing a ski jumping show for the Barnum and Bailey Circus, looking for bigger hills. Adams says thousands of spectators watched Howelson jump, and the town became obsessed.
It's been said that Nordic combined is to Steamboat Springs as football is to Texas.
Today, more than 360 kids train at Howelson Hill every night. Some are so good that they've joined the national team. That's the case for Steamboat resident Annika Malasinski and her brother Nicholas. They're some of the top American Nordic combined athletes in the world. She believes women are just as capable of excelling as men.
Me and Nicholas go out and do the same exact training. We push ourselves to the limit as well. Like, we should have the right to compete at a high level.
Advocates for the sport have long been fighting to add women to the Olympics. In 2022, they were hopeful it would happen for the next Winter Games, but the International Olympic Committee said no. Malasinski couldn't stop crying when she heard the news.
I had very intrusive thoughts, thinking, like, why am I doing this? Do I switch sports? Do I quit?
But Malasinski realized the Olympics aren't everything.
You're doing it because you love it, you love the journey, you love the people around it, and you want to push yourself to the limit.
Round number one, HS100.
The next day at Howelson Hill, it's the first competition of the season. They're starting with ski jumping. Ella Wilson, wearing a highlighter yellow suit, is the first to go.
84.5 meters.
She sticks the landing, beaming from ear to ear, but keeps her focus. She still has the cross-country portion.
It is shaping up to be quite the comp here today.
Wilson finished first in the competition. She's a rising star in the sport and has even competed in the Junior World Championships. Even though women will not be at the Olympics next year, she'll keep competing for herself and others.
We have to stay in it for the little girls. We have to stay in it for the future of our sport.
The IOC will again decide if women will be allowed to participate in the 2030 Olympics. But first, it needs to determine if Nordic combined will be canceled entirely due to low viewership. That decision is expected this summer. Emma Vanden 90, KUNC.